Cassandra from Nashville asks, who created the world? This is a question that I receive quite often, and I have not actually paid any attention to the question, even thought of answering it, mostly because I'm not the right person to answer it. But I would like to take this opportunity to address a most singular issue that haunts today's world, and it is anti-intellectualism. Now, don't focus too much on the term. If you are not aware of it, it simply means not paying attention to the words of an expert on a specific matter. And that's exactly what we are discussing today in this brief talk. So, who created the world? So, we are actually talking about the world, the universe, as in its origin. But the point is, I am a biologist, to be more specific, a neurobiologist. So, my work is focused primarily on matters of life, and to be more specific, matters of human life. And to be more specific still, matters of the mind in human life. So it means that I am not the person to answer this question. Who are the experts here who could give the best answer? The physicists. They are the best people to address this kind of questions. They are the people whom we should seek answer from when we are truly interested in learning about the universe, about the world. On the other hand, if you are interested in learning about your biology, your traits of human life, human nature, then you should be asking biologists. You should be relying on their expertise. There is nothing wrong in relying on the expertise of a person who has devoted his or her life to the study of a certain phenomena. In our society, people often ignore this thing called expertise, and they proclaim themselves to be experts in everything. Everyday, ordinary people. The point is, being a lay person doesn't mean that you are inferior to an expert. Doesn't mean that you are inferior to, say, a scientist. But if you start proclaiming about if you start proclaiming the supremacy of your opinion about the mind, life, nature of life, origin of life, origin of the universe over that of an expert, then you are an idiot. Nothing else. Now, I'm not saying you are an idiot, the listener. I'm addressing it. I'm using the term for the people who are anti-intellectuals. What is an intellectual, really? It's a superficial term that we have created to put on people who invest their life in the study of something. Intellectual. But that doesn't mean that they are some kind of superhuman or they are superior to the rest of humanity. The point is, that's their job. For example, a plumber is the expert in plumbing. You cannot ask a scientist for that, to do that. If your plumbing doesn't work at home, you shouldn't rely on a scientist. You shouldn't rely on a physicist or a biologist. You should ask a plumber, because that's his or her expertise, plumbing. Likewise, if you want to know about the universe, you should ask a physicist. If you want to know about consciousness or mind, you should ask a neuroscientist or psychologist, psychiatrist. We should always recognize when we do not know something. We should always recognize our lack of understanding. We should always recognize our ignorance of a matter if we really want to understand that specific matter without starting to make claims, pompous claims on things that we don't have a clue about. I don't have a clue about the universe, the world, how it began and all that. We have this popular idea of Big Bang Theory, but I'm not the right person to explain it. The physicists are. And that's the whole point of life. If you want to understand something, you have to be humble. Humble enough to bow before the person with an insight of a certain phenomena. Then only you can learn something that you can put to practice in real life. So being an anti-intellectual doesn't solve anything. Being a know-it-all doesn't solve anything. If you really want to understand something, if you really want to understand something, you must first have to know that you don't know something. Then only can you learn about it.